The United Nations says this is a critical moment and a lack of action on non-communicable diseases, or NCDs, could pose a threat to global development. World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan.
And you have the power to make sure that your development is moving on a good path. We must act now with a sense of urgency.
NCDs include diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular, and chronic respiratory diseases. For John Safran, Chief Executive Officer of the American Cancer Society, this week was historic.
Well, there are other issues going on out there on the street at this, but the one that sort of stole the show is the interest in NCDs. Two is the recognition that if we don't intervene, it could be calamitous. The cumulative economic output loss over the next 20 years could be as much as $47 trillion.
A huge amount comprising millions of individual losses. Those stories can be found in all countries, told by people from all walks of life. Safran, for example, lost his grandmother to colon cancer and his mother to leukemia. His wife is also a breast cancer survivor.
She is coming up on her seventh anniversary, or her seventh new birthday, and so she will never die of that breast cancer because it was detected early.
Vera Gawlick came to New York from Brazil. This week was an opportunity for her to showcase a project dear to her heart, an exhibition of her husband's photographs of breast cancer survivors. Illustrates how important the human touch is in dealing with all phases of cancer. Her inspiration.
I received a call that my sister and my brother the same week, I know that they have cancer. My brother with lymphoma and my sister with breast cancer. And few months later, my mother had cancer too.
Although it was devastating, she says the one thing that helped them get through the ordeal was support from friends and family.
Give a hug or give a phone call or stay beside them. They know that we are together in this fight and we will win at the end. Because the win is not only not die, because all of us will die someday, but it's how we pass this as a winner.
Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France 7 times, more than any other cyclist. But his most important victory was against testicular cancer. After all these years, he says the most important thing for cancer survivors like him is to tell their stories.
And that's what we encourage people to do on a daily basis, whether it's through social media or just through our own outreach, is hey, share your story. Tell, be proud of that. Represent that movement of people that we're all a part of, 28 million people around the world.
Armstrong's cancer support network, livestrong.org, has been working to improve the lives of those affected by the disease. And as this video shows, other non-communicable diseases are also taking a toll. 36 million people died from NCDs in 2008, 200,000 from cancer in Brazil, in Germany about 25,000 from diabetes, in China 3.2 million from cardiovascular diseases, and almost 110,000 Ethiopians from chronic respiratory disease. And the list goes on. The UN Declaration on Non-Communicable Diseases sets a new agenda in the fight to reduce the numbers. In New York, Mariama Diallo, VOA News. 3 minutes. When speaking